This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, hello, you two. Welcome to Hotel Riddles. What's the occasion?
We are
getting a divorce.
To be what? Divorced.
Ooh, okay. You're being engaged to get divorced.
Uh-huh. We just were. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to do it all backwards.
Huh, fun. And what's the, I have to write this down before I give you your room keys. What is the reason for a divorce? Just like bad sex or?
Staying in hotels too much.
Irreconcilable differences.
Okay. Well, I am going to give the two of you the 13th floor honeymoon suite, and that is haunted.
Ooh. So will there be riddles?
There are riddles. There's a young boy who died in the 1800s. He'll be asking you some riddles. And
you had me a young boy who died in the 1800s.
Oh, thank God.
I hate the people of that age.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't hear how he died.
Oh. Okay.
Suffocation.
Great.
Well, thank you so much. We'll take our room keys and free breakfast in the morning or?
No. Free
All right,
bird.
Thanks
we have
so
a
much.
We have it's free bird brunch. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover band does brunch.
We'll be checking out.
I don't know if you can't leave. You can check out, but you can never leave. You see, this is the Hotel Arizona. We do things a little bit different here. And I'm your maitre d' at Orify.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. There are other people here.
And there's other people here. This is maybe the most guests we've had on. We have an embarrassment of riches
because
we have three of the stars of the amazing podcast Dungeons and Daddies. Please welcome to the show Freddie Wong, Beth May, and Will Campos. Hello, everyone.
Yay.
Hi.
Hooray. We're here. We've made it. We've finally made it. Top of the podcast heap. We're done. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Say it.
Conan. Say
fuck you, cereal.
Yeah. Get him. Get him best anyway.
Star of the Kind could
the
eat
nerdy,
shit.
The nerd dude from This American Life.
Ira Glass.
Fuck Ira Glass. I don't know Ira Glass anymore. We're the king of podcasts.
Yes.
Ira Glass is our guest next week.
Oh, fuck. Stay shit. With us.
The three of you broke the Ira Glass ceiling by being guests on this, the pinnacle of comedy podcast.
We're not really a comedy podcast, just so we're clear. We're very niche.
Well,
we're
you are now.
We are a riddles podcast, and so being a riddles podcast, we have to ask every guest who comes on our show, what is your experience with riddles? Famously, in one of our first episodes, I think we all revealed that Adel likes riddles, I'm indifferent to riddles, and Aaron doesn't like riddles. That's changed over the years, and now we all don't like them. But what is your experience with them? Do you like them? Did you have riddles as a child?
So I actually have a weird story about this, which is that I, for like a hot second in fifth grade, got like super into riddles, and I remember hearing like the one with the
the guy in the forest and he's wet and how did he die and all that. And then the riddle that broke my heart was, and I'd forgotten all about it, and then I was listening to your podcast and then you did the riddle like a week ago and I remembered how dumb and terrible it was. It's the one where it's the guy in the room with the wood chips and the shavings on the ground, and then it turns out that he's like, you know, in the circus, and then like it was like he killed himself because he was, you know, like a short person, but he thought he was growing taller because of another short person. And I was like, I remembered how angry that riddle made me when I was a little kid that it like
I'm
got
so
me out
sorry
of riddles.
That riddle broke up with you.
It yeah,
I wish
you know,
it had worked out.
It still has a bunch of my CDs. I'm really mad about that.
And we should say that this madman screaming at us is Will.
I should have said that because I'm a professional podcaster, so I should have remembered to do that. But thank you for reminding me.
Just for any listeners who want to distinguish voices, Beth, what is your relationship with riddles?
My name is Beth, and this is my relationship with riddles. Sexual? No, I'm just kidding. I love riddles. I'm very bad at them, and so it's like I don't know. I'm like a huge admirer of the New York Times crossword. I've been playing it for years. I have never gotten past Wednesday. I just love the heck out of it.
We should say you're wearing a T-shirt that says "Eat My Will Shorts."
Yes. That's exactly.
Those would
like
be better
literally
shorts.
I'm looking at a Will Shorts Monday omnibus over there and I'm like, that's never going to be solved by me. I'm going to have to cheat.
We should also say Beth has a her background is Jim Carrey in Batman Forever, which is just outstanding.
Yeah, that's my relationship with riddles. They've
and there are kiss marks all over his face. Yeah. Freddie, what is your relationship with riddles?
So for me, y'all remember Mind Trap, one word?
Oh, yes.
Do you know about Mind Trap?
Yeah, yes. We do a riddle podcast, like Freddie. We're familiar with Mind Trap.
Oh, yeah. Of course. But in third grade, my teacher... So in third grade, my teacher brought Mind Trap out, which was like it's just like a deck of cards with riddles on them and on the back. It's like they claim, you know, they're lateral thinking puzzles, and most of them, like... And that was like the treat in third grade. It was like, oh, we'll do a Mind Trap. And she would pull them out, and we would sit there and lob yes or no questions at her. And she would always... Looking back on it, it was so clearly a delaying tactic, because she would pick the dumbest fucking ones, and we as third graders would just be like completely unable to comprehend. Like, I know the clown, the, you know, the wood shaving one, I remember that because none of us got it because there were such foreign concepts to the idea of like suicide and he wants to be taller. Like, all this stuff was just completely outside of our wheelhouse. So that was my relationship with
that
Will.
Was how Freddie and I learned what since. Suicide was
with, yeah, most people learned in second trap. Grade but yeah, for, but Freddie yeah. learned in third grade.
And those were also the original lyrics to the MASH theme song. Because suicide is taller.
Before we get into riddles, because I know JPC is anxious to get going, just to warm us up for the comedy, Freddie, I did notice that you had a Truth in Comedy books.
Yes,
right
I do. I was studying. I was studying as hard as I could.
I would love if you flipped open to any random page and then maybe found like a nugget of wisdom for us for this episode. That we
famously,
can with
there
us.
Is an Andy Dick quote on every page of
All right, here we go. From page 102. As soon as an actor begins to see his environment on stage, the audience sees it through his eyes. Kind of sexist. Kind of piece
of
shit.
Yeah, thank God it said he and his.
Also, Freddie, that doesn't apply to us because this is an audio podcast. So thank you for
you know
literally
what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Like, time to throw this book away.
I've also got a comedy book next to me that I must have purchased and never opened, obviously. Let's see.
Okay, she's
what do you got?
She's holding up a Far Side calendar.
Infinite Jest.
Sorry, you can't see it through Jim Carrey's head, but it's The Hidden Tools of Comedy by Steve Kaplan, The Serious Business of Being Funny.
Yeah, okay, I can't wait.
Here's a
wasn't
snippet.
Kaplan assassinated for giving away those hidden tools?
You know what? We better not share them then.
No, I need one. I need one.
I need
one. Okay, here you go. One of my favorite movies is Groundhog Day.
That explains everything.
I mean, very good.
That was the line that got him killed. Just a shame.
All of a sudden, there's a red dot on Beth's head. She's about to be
assassinated. I do
want to
see, JPC, you are going to be Old Man Puzzles today. But before we get into it, I do want to see a very quick scene, just based on Freddie's story. I do want to see a scene with Freddie and Beth You two are students. You're in what, Freddie? What age were you when you were introduced?
Third grade. How old are you in third grade?
Great. 10? No.
I want to say
nine years old.
Yeah, nine.
So, Beth and Freddie, you are 9 years old. JPC, you are a substitute teacher here to teach the kids about riddles. And your name is you're a famous sleight of hand magician, a la Chris Angel. And your name is Mind Trap.
Got it. Your teacher is dead.
Yay!
Be serious about this syllabus that she left me for today.
Okay.
Because of her funeral.
Why can't we go to the funeral?
I think it's family
only. I
want
to go to the funeral.
Yeah, it's family only. My name is Mind Trap, and you are now in my dun-dun-dun mind prison.
No. When's recess?
Yes.
It's 11:15. It's the normal time. It's just the normal time. It's 11:15.
What time is it?
It's 10:35.
How do you read a clock? We were in the middle of learning how to read the clock with the big and the little hands, and it's unclear.
No, you mostly got it. You mostly got it. It's big and little hands. Look, I'll tell you all when recess is, but before that, it's time to enter dun-dun-dun-dun, the learning zone.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my bad. I know you're all looking at the bat that's trapped in here. I did leave a bat. I let a bat out. I brought a bat in.
And that's not the only bat.
We cut to a Meineke auto where Will is helping the mine trap change his oil.
So I'm allowed to be back here, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you got back here.
Well, the door handle came off. Here you are. Here's the door handle.
I'm pretty sure that was a securely affixed door handle, sir. This is a Meineke. It's not a place to practice escape magic. So,
I did break that. I will pay for that.
About your Toyota Corolla, you haven't changed the oil in about 15,000 miles, and
sure.
I found a dead dove stuffed in there. What was that about?
When you say stuffed in there, specifically where?
It was in the gas tank.
Okay.
I don't know if you said you're a magician or
unlicensed.
Okay. Do you do car magic? Is that part of your bit? That's the only thing I could think of.
I do. I do car magic when it pays. More than anything, though, I just leave doves in places and then totally space it. You're gonna find more doves.
We found a couple. More.
Same.
Oh man,
Will, my favorite two line.
Good at improv.
My favorite two line scene ever now is your teacher is dead. Yay! There's a history there.
This is a. We'll begin. This is an easy one. I think it's more of a softball for the Dungeons and Daddies crew. This is a riddle from Rebel. This is they sent this in, and their riddle says, or their email says, I heard a riddle I think that you'd like. This isn't mine. This is from Matt Arnold of Dungeons and Daddies.
Ah, we already know this one.
You may have a slight advantage with this riddle. Here it goes.
How long ago was this email sent?
This was sent in February of this year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I did search our email for Dungeons and Daddies and found, but surprisingly, a lot of people have mentioned you in emails to us.
No kidding.
We get
a lot of your love letters.
I think it's because our podcast email is dungeonsandzaddies@gmail.com.
Oh,
because we wanted Hey Riddle Riddle, but it was just taken.
Our email address is iraglass@thisamericanlife.com.
Oh, great. Now we're going to get in trouble for doxing Ira Glass again. Here's the riddle. It keeps a little creature warm. You can buy it in a package, and when it passes through two arms, it goes back to the start. What is it?
Space heater.
It's dumb. That's what it is. I don't like this riddle. I think, actually, okay, but Matt came up with this on the fly, which I think is, like, incredible,
Whoa.
But also, this is like... To imply that this was a thought out riddle, I think is
he's like the freestyle Eminem of riddles. It was pretty.
He really
impressive.
Is, but it's also dumb.
Oh well, then the answer is mom's spaghetti.
Yes,
that's correct.
You're in the ballpark. It keeps a little creature warm. You can buy it in a package, and when it passes through two arms, it goes back to the start. What
and
is
the
it?
Creature doesn't need to be little. You know, it's like it can be big at times.
Yeah, that's true.
When it passes through two arms, it goes back to the start. Is it one of those like water snakes you buy at like a museum gift store?
I don't think so. No.
If I was making up a riddle on the fly and that was the answer.
Gift store water snake. Gift store water snake.
This also did stump our DM as well. So, you know, don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
It keeps a little creature warm. When it passes through two hands, it goes back to the start. What was the middle portion of it?
When it passes through two arms, it goes back to the start. You can buy it in a package. I think that that might be one of the most crucial components to this.
Is it a sweater?
In a package.
It's not a sweater.
A
no, no, no.
Hug?
Mm-mm. Ooh, a tennis ball,
passes
cigarettes?
Passes through two arms.
Safe to say that everyone from the Dungeons & Daddies crew remembers the answer to this mm-hmm. riddle very well, correct?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Can you give them a hint? Is there anything that you can do?
I'll proffer a hint. Okay. So the dad in question in our podcast is a sports dad. That's like his thing. He's into sports.
Okay.
And this was an in-character riddle.
This was an in-character riddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beer koozie.
What'd you say, Edel?
Golf ball?
No, not a golf ball. Okay. We're getting closer.
Not a golf ball.
Yeah,
golf
thank you, Will.
A tee? No.
Well,
a golf club?
No, Will emphasized golf, so
golf
not
club.
A golf ball.
A club?
Golf
no.
Four iron. Five iron. Six iron. Seven iron. Eight
golf,
iron.
Little golf wedge.
Lob wedge. So
golf
other sports. Other sports. Other sports.
Tiger Woods.
Other sports. Other sports.
Others. Oh, other sports.
Yes.
Basketball. Football.
Not a basketball. Football.
A pigskin, if you will.
Wow.
Oh.
It keeps a pig warm. You can buy pork rinds and footballs in a package, and when you catch a football, it goes back to the starting line. Thank you, Rebel, for sending that in. And thank you for, well, I guess you didn't really stump the Dungeons & Daddies crew because they'd heard that one. very recently.
We were all stumped at the time.
Matt Arnold for really stumping us and giving us a lot to aspire to.
Matt did stump everyone on our podcast when he came up with it.
It's a stumper. And we typically start with a warm-up riddle, and that warm-up is just to kind of get the juices flowing. Mm-hmm. So let's go to some additional riddles. These riddles come to us courtesy of Rome and the Sphinx. Rome says that they've always loved riddles, even when they stumped me, so was excited to discover the podcast. Thank you so much. But they also DM a Dungeons & Dragons campaign where their players encountered a Sphinx. And they wrote all of these riddles in the voice of the Sphinx, and I guess presumably the Sphinx would, you know, maul them if they got it wrong. You won't be mauled if you get this wrong, but you will definitely be forced to do scenes. here is the first of the riddles. I have feathers and I fly, but have no beak, nor do I cry. So weak, you can break me in your hand, but so strong that too, I can kill a man. What am I?
Baby penguin.
Yes, the strongest animal with no beak, the baby penguin.
Wait, but it does have a beak or it has no beak?
It has no
beak, nor a cry.
Someone asked me recently what the biggest animal I would fight was, and I said a penguin.
See, I got that question as well on a guest spot, and I said a beached whale.
Oh, well, that's you've got an advantage on a beached whale. I guess the context really does depend on where you'd fight, how big the animal is.
I'd hate to say it. I could kick the shit out of a beached whale.
I think beached whales,
we'd all love to see that.
I think they fill up with like toxic gas and they blow up. So you don't want to be punching a beached whale.
How do you determine when you've won a fight against a beached whale? Is it
eyes closed?
When you're in like when you're in a Dove oil spill commercial, that's when you know you've won.
So it's I have no beak and I must scream. I have feathers. And it can fly.
No, feathers and I fly. Feathers and I fly.
Feathers and I fly.
No beak, no cry. Okay.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you were gonna do a scene with Beth. And Aaron, you are yourself, and mm-hmm. Beth is the. Turns out, she is the largest animal you would fight. whether that's Beth wants to choose that animal, or Aaron, you want to name it. That's
a
scene.
Penguin?
We'll find out.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how to improv. I put on my boxing gloves. Are you ready? I'm ready. Okay. Is it true that, like the dads sit on the eggs for, like, a long time? is that true? I can't understand you.
You got this, sweetheart. You got this. I'm going to sit on the eggs, and I love you for life. You're my one mate.
Hey, are you talking to her, too?
Huh? No, I'm talking to you, Gloria.
Oh, okay. So there.
Oh, my God. There's a dad, there's penguin, a and daughter.
Here. There's a person here, and she's trying to talk to me, and I'm like, well, if you keep talking to me, we're going to have to throw down. So I don't know how to communicate that to her other than, going for it.
Yeah. Well, you got this.
Okay.
But like... Oh, my God, you're so cute. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to kick you so hard, though, right in the stomach.
This bitch is going down.
Oh, my God, it's so cute. Oh, my God, there's paternal penguins. Oh,
Aaron,
my God,
Aaron,
they
Aaron,
care
Aaron,
about their
Aaron,
kids. What?
Aaron, you have to take a dive. You have to let the penguin win. I got bad men who I owe a lot of money to. You got, please take a dive.
You want me to have a penguin beat the shit out of me? This penguin is an eighth of my size.
Hey,
honey, I know how to win this.
Yeah? How?
You ever seen Happy Feet, babe? We don't have to dance with our fists. We can dance with our feet.
Oh, my God, I think these penguins are going to have a dance-off with me. Oh, my God, they're lacing on tap shoes.
Just lose. Whatever you do, lose.
I can't. I'm amazing at tapping.
Oh, no, I can't stop sliding on the ice. Scene.
That's what a penguin tap dancing sounds like.
In honor of Beth, for the rest of the episode, we have to start every scene by screaming, I don't know how to improvise.
Oh, believe me, I will. And then at the end of the show, you can be like, you've just listened to Beth and I don't know how to improvise.
I hope that helped. Does anyone have an answer to this riddle?
So I started this podcast. Before we record, I said that I walk into every riddle with insane confidence. I know the answer to this. Does anyone else know the answer to this?
I think I have a guess.
All right,
Freddie,
let's say it at the same
Freddy's
time.
It's like the Warren Beatty of riddles. You walked into this riddle like you were walking onto a yacht.
Yeah, I was just like, I own this.
Freddie, like, pushed through saloon doors into this riddle.
Wait, can I hear it, like, one more time, or is that...
All right, let's hear it one more time.
You can absolutely hear it one more time. I have feathers and I fly, but have no beak nor do I cry. So weak, you can break me in your hand, but so strong that I, too, can kill a man.
All right, ready? Let's say the answer at the same time. Ready? On three. One, two, three. A beakless bird that I throw really hard at somebody. At their head. If you throw a bird, have you seen those, like when they test turkeys against airplanes?
What?
Oh my God.
Hold on, explain yourself.
Not like turkeys, so like a butterball turkey. They'll shoot it at an airplane's engine to see if, like, because in theory, like, you know, like what happened with Sully, like where the plane went down because the goose
struck? Oh, yeah.
That's not supposed to happen. They're supposed to be rated that, like, you could shoot a turkey through it and it'll just shoot out the other side of the turbine.
And so the engine's all good. Yeah. So they test birds on that. You get hit by that, that's just killing you.
That's what happens. That's what happens to the turkey when the president pardons it. They actually take it over to Air Force One.
They get and they launch it straight through. Wait, they pardon it.
It
takes the beak off.
Wait, it comes out fully dressed and cooked like a Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah, just
wow.
I need to see
JFK. They test it. They have ovens all over it.
Will, Adel, and JPC, you are all turkeys, and. One of you just found out that you are going to get pardoned by the president. One of you found out you're going to be a turkey dinner. And one of you found out you're going to be one of the airplane turkeys.
Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble. Gobble, gobble. Sorry, suckers.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Oh, baby.
Did you get pardoned, bro?
No, better. I'm going to get shot into an airplane.
Oh, I wanted to get shot into an airplane. I got pardoned.
Yeah, well, enjoy living the rest of your miserable life as a fucking turkey. I'm going to heaven, baby.
You're lucky. What do you think? What do you think heaven's going to be like for a turkey?
I think God's a duck. I think God's a duck. I think we can get up there. I think we can. I think I can peck, Benjamin Franklin's balls. Try to make me a national bird, motherfucker?
I respect our turkey POTUS, Benjamin Franklin, and I won't hear him besmirched by my fellow turkeys. I'm Southern now. I'm a Southern turkey, kind of.
Well, and you're a wild turkey. You're wild.
I'm a loud Southern turkey, and I'm proud of my turkey heritage. This is getting weird. This is getting weird now that I'm a Southern turkey who's proud of his heritage, but I'm sticking with it.
One part had really changed you, man. It really changed you.
You know, I support our president because he pardoned me, and I'm standing with him.
Yeah, and you call all cola Coke.
It's all Coke. If I hear another word, I'm going to lose my damn mind. It's not pop. It's not Pepsi. It's Coke. And that's why the president pardoned me. I hear he's going to take me on to Air Force One.
Oh, damn it. That's great. And I don't know if I told the two of you, but the third thing's happening to me.
You did, but we forgot what that was.
Addle Turkey, this is your five-minute warning before you turn into Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, I guess I'm in a community college play. Thank you, Five.
Scene.
I think have a guess.
Oh, go ahead, please. Aaron's at a quill, right? Correct, Aaron?
Ooh. Yes.
Which is not correct.
I was going to say a pen, because it's one of those, like pretentious kind of answers. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's life. It's, you know, but like.
Yeah. It's mightier than the sword.
So I thought it should have been right, but I guess not, you know, even though I'm a guest on this podcast.
JPC, give it to her.
Beth, you have the right idea, because it's always like the wind, a whisper. Like, it's always bullshit like that.
Damn.
I will say Aaron is a little closer with Quill. You're thinking along the right lines, but it's not really a writing instrument.
Is it a plane that is skywriting?
No.
I guess it's
an arrow.
Yeah, if it's not.
Oh, Quill, it is an arrow, isn't it?
Oh, damn. Yeah. I was going to say Gamora.
Yes. Well, you're both right. Right? Is everyone happy with me?
I'm sorry that my reaction was so hostile to Freddie for getting it right.
God. You guys, I know, Will is correct. Fair. Freddie has a leg up. Freddie, you got it right? Or did Will get it right?
I got it right.
Oh, yeah. Will.
No,
sorry.
Freddie got it right. I was just doing credit.
But to be fair, Freddie is dressed like Captain Morgan, and he does have a leg up.
It is an arrow. It's feathered. It flies. No beak. It cries when it shoots through the air. Correct. Okay. Let's move on. This is the second riddle.
Freddie read Truth and Comedy. He knows all the answers now.
I know all the answers.
And he's watching Steve Martin.
And then no joke. Just as a so I bought Mind Trap, and then I read all the answers. So then out in school, I would be like, I know the answers to all this shit. And then everyone thought I was smart for 1 year. So
what an evil thing to do.
I bought it with money I made blowing bubble gum. Not even kidding.
No. See, me, I just looked up the Hey Riddle Riddle like archive of previous riddles. And then I got hired after four riddles.
The wiki that's smart. Exhaustively maintained.
Yes.
Freddie, are you the type of person that like records Jeopardy, watches it, and then like casually puts it on DVR and pretends it's live and then says all the answers while people are around you? Is that your thing?
My boyfriend did that to me during quarantine because he had nothing better to do that day, and I almost had a nervous breakdown. How do you know this?
What is gaslighting?
Exactly. And it was like not an easy board. It was like rivers and shit. No one.
When they bring no one rivers.
The hardest
party.
Category in Jeopardy, rivers.
Oh, man. River Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
this,
that.
This river died at the Viper Room in 1994.
What is Johnny Depp?
All right, your next riddle is, I am grown, then cut, then grown anew. Taken off to put on... From a creature, then to you.
Is hair. It a
like a flower, right? Like a flower stem?
Or a sheep.
You are correct.
Oh,
it is a sheep.
Damn.
It's wool. It's wool.
Damn.
No, I meant the sheep itself. I wasn't being smart. I was like, no, the sheep is cut down and given to somebody. We can move on.
Yeah, the sheep carcass. That's what the background's hiding is the rack of sheep carcasses in your room, right?
That's the largest animal I would fight to the death is a sheep.
I want to see a scene. Let's say, Freddie, you are a farmer, you raise sheep and specifically for their wool. JPC, you are a sheep whose time has come for you to be shorn and you are very reluctant. It's your first time. You've never been shorn before and you're just trying to talk your way through it.
Oh, there, why don't you come over here? You look like you got a right thick coat on you. We're going to just take this right off you. Come on over here.
Yeah, just it's my first time, so, you know, just like, you know,
Well, verbal consent is quite important. It's something that I believe here on the farm.
I need to get your verbal consent.
Okay, very good then.
Maybe we just do scissors and no clippers for the first one, and we just take like a little bit off and then I look at it in a mirror and I like let you know.
See, that's not gonna work for me. That's gonna get me quite frustrated here. I need to go in, I need to go in all the way, as they say.
Okay, I brought in a picture, a photo, if that helps. This is Tom Cruise from Top Gun.
I'm not going to be able to do that. We only do buzz cuts here. We only do full-on buzz cuts. And Tom here, you just don't have the right hair in the right places, as they say. So I'm just going to...
Okay.
Peter, why in God's name does our sheep have a bob haircut?
Whoa, I've just been experimenting. You know that this is my one passion.
Peter,
I don't want to be shearing sheep for the rest of my life.
This is not a salon, Peter. We're trying to run a farm.
And where else am I supposed to learn the art of shaving? Where else but on our sheep? On our
Stop
willing sheep on our
Peter.
Land that my father's...
Ding dong.
That my father's given it to me. One day I'm going to go to that Supercuts in Dublin. I'm going to walk right in and I'm going to tell them that I've got more experience than any of them school kids have learned.
There's
all the
someone at the
way.
Door, Peter.
Oh, yes. Is it... who is it?
Hello, I'm a sheep from a neighboring farm. I heard that you can do the Rachel...
Oh, yes.
Scene.
When you give a sheep the Rachel.
So, please, can someone Photoshop the Rachel onto a sheep and send it to me? I don't ask for many things, but I'm asking for this.
I want a sheep with, like, the emo 2003 haircut, where it's, like, super short in the back and then long in the front.
Ooh,
and, like a Hot
Oberst?
Topic shirt.
Yeah.
I'll take a sheep with Leia buns.
I need my sheep to be bad.
Oh. An Instagram with just sheep and just like fat ass fades and shit would go so hot right now. People would be like, yo, this guy's Instagram, this sheep got a fade. And it's like they're doing all the like close-ups and they're doing like the burning things and stuff. Man, it's gonna be great. Listen, $1 million Instagram idea right there. Someone wants to do it, it's right there for the taking. All the Instagram ad dollars coming your way.
While we figure out who's going to get this IP, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Hey Sheepy Sheepy.
And then IP.
Nice.
During the break. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of It's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code RIDDLE at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works. Okay, well, that was a great break. I think that we successfully did all the sheep haircut puns that we needed. We got them all out of our
one
system.
More. Sorry, okay. Sheeping it real.
Okay. Okay.
A delayed reaction.
Wait. Oh, wait. Ben Stiller and Edward Norton in Sheeping the Faith?
Do you want to take another break? Do we just we can take another break?
Wake up, sheeple. We're back on the air.
We have more riddles, and these are more riddles from Rome and their Sphinx. The next riddle is, I can have one or two faces upon my head. Do not drop me, but let me fall instead. I beat and crush and can even kill. With you I have life, but alone I am still.
John Travolta and Nicolas Cage in Face Off.
Yes.
Just doing take his face.
Just doing the waterfall.
His face off.
See anything you like?
It's just gonna be. It's gonna be just Face Off quotes from here on out. Now. Like, sorry.
I wish that there was a sound that accompanied John Travolta putting his face down his loved one or hands down his loved one's face. He does that so many times in the movie. Just.
It's how everyone.
No
knows
joke,
Tim.
Have you ever tried that on another human being? Just to see what they would be like?
Only Freddie, I haven't seen another human being in months.
Only if I'm sure they've seen that movie. Because if they haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, I did it once and they called the cops.
It's so invasive.
So, Jibs, can you read that one more time?
Yeah, I absolutely can. I can have one or two faces upon my head. Do not drop me, but let me fall instead. I beat and crush and can even kill. With you, I have life, but alone, I am still.
Is it those big blocks in Mario in the dungeons?
The thwomp?
Oh, yeah, a thwomp.
Is it a thwomp?
It is not a thwomp, but I mean, I'm not going to say that you're close because that's insane.
Also, can I just say thwomp is where the Lisp Shrek lives? Donkey. Sure. I live in a thwomp.
Thwomp.
Is it the clock thing, the uvula of a clock, the thing that goes back and forth?
The uvula?
Yeah,
it's
the pendulum?
The pendulum.
The pendulum.
Yeah.
The balls of the clock. I can't wait until they start putting real body parts into clocks.
I never thought about it, but a pendulum is the balls of a clock. Thank you, Will. clock balls.
Clock it balls.
Yeah, I got clock balls on my clock.
truck balls on my truck and clock balls on my clock. My fork is
total
fork.
Good.
My fork's got fork balls, and
yeah,
that's why it's the grandfather clock. Like that's how they know it's not the grandmother clock. Is
it's
got
true.
The balls.
It's got the clock balls.
It's the grandfather clock because it says real problematic stuff.
It's always
falls out.
My clock is always Werther's a clock.
It is not a clock. It is not a clock.
Is it water?
Or the pendulum? I'm sorry, Aaron.
Water.
It is not water. No.
Is it a D20? Ooh, I feel like one of these is going to be a D20.
Ooh, yeah.
Like icosahedron, the dice of D&D. This is the answer indeed.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what coin has two faces, and I'm like, a coin? what dice has two faces?
Is it a moon?
You're focusing very hard on the two faces, so let's go down a little farther in the riddle.
Okay.
Do not drop me, but let me fall instead. I beat and crush and can even kill. With you, I have a life, but alone, I am still.
Oh, Harvey Dent.
This is Harvey Dent. Yeah, yeah.
Nailed it.
He's got, he has one or two faces. Sometimes people call him one face, famously. they see him profile.
Right.
Well,
hey, old one face. Holy shit.
To be fair, only his priest calls him that when he's in confessional. What'd you do this week, one face?
You don't know the half of it.
One faith. We do have to see a scene. We do have to see a scene. Will, you are Harvey Dent, Two-Face, and you have come to a confessional. Aaron, you are the what's a female priest?
Well, they don't
a
have
priest.
Them, the Catholics.
Yeah, the Catholics are like kind of super not against it.
They're pretty touchy about that, actually.
Female priest is a prius, right? You're a Prius. You're a Prius.
Adel, you play the priest, and I'll find a way to get into the scene in a really fun, creative, hilarious way.
Great. Okay.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you're good. Good. Let me check if I'm gonna sin or not. Heads, cool. Damn! I gotta sin. Forgive me, Father. I have to sin.
Oh, what, okay.
Which sin should I do?
Okay, well, child, thank you for coming back. It's always good to. I mean, I'm not.
It's
supposed
been.
To...
Hold on, 1 second. It's been. Ding, it's been 1 week since my last confession. Since you looked at me.
What are you, bare naked ladies? Even
that
even
was the sin. I was with a bare naked lady. Ah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Father.
Even priests have fun. Here's what I recommend. If you feel like you're about to sin.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd recommend is, and this is a little crazy, so call me crazy. What I'd suggest is plopping down on the couch and making yourself some good old-fashioned popcorn.
See, I hear you, Father. That sounds great. But what if instead I flip a coin to decide whether I'm going to do my sin or not? Because then it's really up to God if you think about it. You know? Because he's choosing which way the coin's going to fall, Father. So, you know, if I'm going to kill the Batman, I can flip the coin and it's going to tell me. We have this conversation a lot.
It's God. Please don't involve me in this. I'm super busy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just really busy. And you guys are just like talking about me so much. And it's just like hard to focus.
Wow. This is incredible. God, I have so many questions. God, I can't believe you came down here just to say don't talk about me.
Ah, you're doing it again. Oh, man. Oh. It feels like you didn't hear what I just asked you to do. Oh, boy. I'm back.
Excuse
here.
Me. Uh-huh. God, I have a question as well. Hi, I'm Two-Face.
You are one of the more forgettable Batman villains.
I disagree with that, and since you chose how the coin fell, you agree with me disagreeing with it. I'm a lawyer as well, that's why I'm a little pedantic. Is it all right for me to kill Batman?
You know what? I was in the middle of saving a bunch of lives, and then you distracted me, so do whatever you want to do.
That sounds like God is the one who sinned, Father. Sounds like this is her confession time.
God, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the penguin mate for life?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Does Bane go to your church? Because he's, I don't know, I'm a little bit attracted to him in a way that I don't quite understand.
Just on Christmas.
Someone say Bane!
Oh!
Hello, God, it is me, Bane.
Hey, God, that's just Two-Face with his face, hair in front of his face.
Insane.
Shut up,
I'd watch a one-man Batman show put on my will.
So the poster's Batman and the underlines on this man.
That one-man show.
Actually, here's
man.
$50,000. Please make that happen.
Oh, it blew away.
You're still, I would say, nowhere close to solving this riddle.
Is it a card?
Ooh. It is not a card.
Gosh, okay. Darn it.
I can have one face or two. Yeah, that's a good one because, half the cards.
It's a sandwich.
Face cards.
Ooh. Don't drop me, but let me fall. I'd
fall into your mouth.
Can
even
kill.
Yep.
You can crush a sandwich like a panini press. You could, beat a sandwich. It could kill you with a
card. You could choke on it. Poison a sandwich. Yeah. Choke on it.
That checks out.
Airway, compromise, you're fucked.
With you, I have life, but alone I am still doesn't quite work, so I can't really
give
you sandwich.
Yeah, if you don't touch a sandwich, you ain't going anywhere.
Oh, is it one of the little creatures? Is it one of the little creatures from Fall Guys?
It is not a Fall Guy creature.
Because they can wear like pigeon heads and stuff.
Adam, stop doing promotional content for Fall Guys.
You guys saw that the Fall Guys are 6 feet tall, right? Like the Twitter revealed that the Fall Guys are actually the size of human beings.
That's holy amazing. Shit.
Freddie, I think that sandwich quote is going to be a really big part of your legacy.
I found this to be true.
Is it a big family photo that is like heavy, and then if it falls on you, there are faces in it, and you die?
I love it.
It's also a video.
The Spirit of the Show award goes to Beth.
that's the airplane that Lindbergh will take around the world?
All right, no, it's not. So one of the crucial clues here, I think, would be do not drop me, but let me fall instead. This is definitely something that you would describe as letting fall, but you wouldn't want to drop.
Well, I do want to, if I can talk through it a little bit, JPC, with you, please. Since you know the answer. I do know famously Gimli did not want to be tossed, right?
Yes.
So is it a dwarf?
No, Adelbert,
like a base jumping dwarf.
You are the closest with Gimli that anyone else has got to this riddle.
Well, I don't feel good about that.
I'm gonna venture a guess. I'd like to venture a guess here. I think it's a tool. I think it's a hammer.
It is a hammer. Gimli's tool.
And my axe.
Well, yeah, I guess he used an axe.
Yeah, so where did the Gimli thing come from? Whoa, yo, bro, are you saying that all dwarves use hammers, bro? That's like, yo.
Well,
kind of problematic.
I'm fucked. This is it. This is my last show. The
you
dwarves are coming
finally,
for me.
Made the connection. The guy, who what's the actor's name who plays Gimli?
John Rhys Davis.
So he's in Indiana Jones and stuff, but he's also the villain in Princess Diaries 2.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Actually, this might not be true. Let me look. It's true.
This is a misinformation podcast where we just put out lies into the world.
I know that is true because I was the princess in Princess Diaries 2.
It was so funny because I was about to say I've never seen Erin have so much confidence about something she said, and then she immediately backtracked.
Erin, somewhere out there listening, Anne Hathaway just dropped her phone in a pool.
Nice. He played Viscount Mabry. He's the villain. Him and Chris Pine are the villain, but she ends up falling in love with Chris Pine. Please check out Princess Diaries 2.
Take a break from playing Fall Guys and check out Princess Diaries 2.
Enter promo code HeyRiddleRiddle on your copy of Princess Diaries 2.
Write it on the back of your DVD.
And you can play as Anne Hathaway in Fall Guys.
All right,
unlock the Anne Hathaway skin.
All she does is lament for 8 minutes and then die and then accept an award.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's one of the best.
She was incredible, though, you know?
I eat and sleep while my brother fights. You trap me at home and ignore his plight.
Liam Gallagher.
He is the meaner, the fiercer of us two, yet I am the one who more oft killed by you. Who
Liam,
is my brother? And
Liam
who am
Hemsworth?
It's the Hemsworth brothers.
Oh, I would be so happy if the Hemsworth brothers were an answer to a riddle. Oh, man.
You heard him, listeners. You want to get on the show? Write us some Hemsworth brother riddles.
What would that riddle
you
even
make
be?
It-
I don't know.
Two matter and one does not. One's the hot.
Yet both are. Well, hold on, that's a good vehicle.
You don't know which two I'm talking about.
That's true.
Fuck Liam.
One was Thor and one is Liam.
But real girls love Luke.
That's true.
Unfortunately, it is not the Hemsworth brothers.
Can we hear that riddle one more time? Yeah.
I eat and sleep while my brother fights. You trap me at home and ignore his plight. He is the meaner, the fiercer of us two, yet I am the one more oft killed by you. Who is my brother and what am I? And who am I?
Is it fucking like Day and Night or Salt and Pepper or something?
It is not Day and Night. It is not Salt and Pepper.
Is it En Vogue? TLC?
No, you're so close. That'll just give me four or five more. You're circling.
Tango and Cash.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Yes. No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Twitter and like Facebook. Mm-hmm.
No, the answer is Franklin and Bash.
Oh. It seems like such a crude answer, but is it like right hand, left hand, like, and the left hand is like on your, like playing with your ding-a-ling on your crotch or whatever, and your right hand's out doing in the world, you know,
doing
shaking
stuff.
Hands. And
while Freddie is right about the location of the ding-a-ling, that is not the correct answer to the riddle. But please.
Is it a frown and a smile?
Ooh.
It is not a frown and
a
smile.
Is it the left and right brain by chance? Ooh.
These are all really great answers. Let me help you. I don't want to. I think this maybe gives it a little away a little too much. But
wait, when I'm asleep, my brother fights. Oh, Erin, it's Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm the Danny DeVito one,
and I'm the Danny DeVito one, and twins.
These are.
Oh wait, is it Jekyll and Hyde? Like literally, just Jekyll and Hyde?
No, but that is close because I think that these are. Well, I mean, I guess that's maybe not
drama and comedy.
It is a living thing. It is not concepts. This is Jekyll and Hyde was close.
Theater
it
is alive, JPC. It's a living art form.
It's a living thing. Calm down, Jeff Lynn.
It is. Thank you. It's a living thing. Yeah, but the creatures, I will say.
creatures? Is it like a mouse and a rat, or let's see here,
like a bear? Like, is it a bear that's asleep?
It's like not a bear.
Sleep.
It's not a bear.
Creatures.
He is the meaner, the fiercer of us two. Yet I am the one more oft killed by you. It's kind of the same animal, but it's like it's not really the same animal.
A dog and a wolf.
He's very close.
Housecat and a lion are kind of thing?
No, not housecat and lion, not dog and wolf. One you eat, yes.
Oh, well, listen, I'm just saying if you're an omnivore, you better fucking be an omnivore. And if you're not going to, that's it. Omni means everything, so.
Is it some kind of bird?
Is it a goldfish and a fish?
It's not a goldfish and a fish, not a
chicken. And a velociraptor?
No.
Ooh.
I'll give you one more time. I eat and sleep Aaron, yes, a pig and?
A boar.
Aaron and Will with the combo win.
Will, we did it.
I feel like I just kind of swooped in on Aaron's answer there. So I feel like Aaron should get the credit.
I would have never said boar. I would have
it's
never
a
said
pig and a boar.
My eyes got really wide, and I was like, don't say hog.
So I was close with the ding-a-ling, because
yeah,
the hog.
Closest of anyone.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I can't believe they didn't give you that, Freddie.
I know. Listen, the scoring's a little bit suspect, but...
Freddie's got maybe three of them right, but yes, the scoring is sus. Speaking of sus, we have to move on. It's not my purpose, but I'm often thrown by humans having fun and steeds having none. And occasionally, I'm also a decoration shown. What am I?
A saddle.
It's a horseshoe, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
I like the idea of steeds having none. So that inspires
me. I bet horses fucking love running. Like, you can't look at a horse and be like, I bet you one thing that fucking guy hates is running. Like, they're having a great time. I
bet horses are like those bros that are always like, yo, check out this book, Born to Run, like, change my life.
I'm literally looking at that book right now.
Literally every person.
In that spirit, I would like to see a scene. Let's do Freddie, Beth, and Adel. You are going to be like three very catty horses on a farm, and you're like surveying the rest of the animals on the farm, and you are having none of it.
Yeah.
Look at all of these freaks.
Oh my god. She thinks that that's a mane. More like a lame.
Ooh. Oh, look at those pigs rolling in shit. Oh, disgusting. You think that's a bath?
They don't even know.
They don't even know.
I've got a fly near my tail. If you could just kind of with your tail, like get it off.
Yeah, Grandpa's stories. Let me get that for you. Whisk, whisk.
Oh my god, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, bless Grandpa's you. Stories. We all have weird names because we're horses, and that's that's just what we do. Tchotchke Williams.
Yeah.
You've been quiet. Who have you been observing on the farm?
I was just checking to see if, any of these animals had a bigger dick than mine. And I can assure you.
Oh my god.
That they do not. I'm quite well endowed, comparatively. Listen.
I know. I would know, and they do not.
Yes, yes. Look how they gaze longingly upon it. Yes, indeed.
Well, longingly is a relative word. Tchotchke, I've told you time and before, the horses, or at least our clip-plop, we tend to be the mean girls at the table, if that makes sense. We tend to judge the other barnyard animals. Now
we're the main girls. That's the second time I used the word main.
Girls on main. But Tchotchke, I've seemed to notice that for the past 2 weeks, since you've been eating with us here at this trough and through the oat bags, I seem that all you do is compare your dick to other animals.
Is that not what we were supposed to be doing?
Cut to the three cows who are talking about them. Guys, they're going to figure out that he's a cow and not a horse. I feel like he's blowing it over there.
That's what he gets for abandoning the nerdy cow clique. You know, like, we're all cows here. Cows are supposed to be cool. And he just was like, I'm gonna peace out and be a horse now. So frick him, I say.
I can hear the hurt in your voice.
He hurt me. He was my friend. Watch, I bet he doesn't even recognize me anymore. Hey, Tchotchke. Hey,
Jeff,
you're a cow.
You're gonna blow it, Jeff.
Are the cows, talking to us? Pay them no mind.
Hey, wow. Oh, did you hear him say that? He's changed, man. I told you.
ice cold.
He has the worst totally disguise I've ever seen.
Cows are so mundane. Did it like a main joke again, but it's a mundane.
Girls, while you're here, I was just wondering, could one of you milk me? I need to be milked.
What?
You mean just these things
off?
Under here, yes.
Just say jerked off. What are you
No. It's not quite there, but just, you know, it's just I've got a lot of milk.
Okay, let me reach down here to your bag of dicks that we seemingly brush under the rug.
It's normal. It's totally normal. I told you, it's a genetic thing. Everyone has it. My family's had it. It's totally fine.
It's fine if it's normal. I'm just saying, compared to us, you have a bag of dicks.
We have to step in. This is horrible to watch.
This is so weird.
Same.
No, I'm kidding. Guys, are you guys sure we didn't want to watch
milk? Yeah, is there sound design that we can do there? There's a lot of sound like effects and just a really squelchy kind of...
We didn't get this riddle, but we solved improv?
I'm confused as to whether Freddy was a male cow or a female cow that would have an udder,
right?
In
this economy, it doesn't matter.
Oh, shit, you're right. I have not even, I didn't even realize that. My God. Clearly, I've now grown up on a farm. I know nothing about farmyard animals.
Hey, horses out there jerking off a cow. Old grandpa. Go back to bed,
old
grandpa.
One of your grandpa stories. That's why we named a horse after it.
We just read the original Charlotte's Web that got banned. B.B. White tossed that puppy
too
in the
hot
fire.
Too hot for second grade Charlotte's Web.
E.B. White was a fucking pervert.
Some cock. Some dick.
So this is the last one that Rome. This is the last one that the last one that Rome sent in. Half of me burns, but I feel no pain. At night, I'm called lovely, but in the day, I seem plain.
Your mom.
I'm being so mean tonight. I'm normally...
That's the energy of our
show. That's okay. You were just mean to the listener, Rome.
I'm normally super mean.
Rome, your mom. No, I'm sure your mom
Half
is a lovely
burns.
Person.
My mom? She's awful. No, just kidding. It's your birthday tomorrow. Love you, Mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I am lovely. So what is it? Can we hear that one more time?
Half of me burns, but I feel no pain. At night, I'm called lovely, but in the day, I seem plain.
A candle?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so good. I love that, but it's not a candle. I think that kind of works, though. Half of me burns, but I feel no pain. I will say that the burning is, it's not like literal fire.
Is it a firefly? It's
the moon.
Adel is correct. It is a firefly.
No.
Or I guess some people call them lightning bugs.
Some people in Indiana call them lightning bugs.
I have a question for the group about fireflies.
Sure.
My boyfriend's family they grew up in Illinois, and they said that growing up, they used to go out with a wiffle ball bat and hit fireflies every night during the summer to see them fly. I heard that, was horrified, have never heard of that before.
You're correct.
What a horrible
Aaron.
Way to die. Do people do that?
You're correct that it's horrible.
I knew people who, I didn't do this, but I grew up in a small town. Well, I grew up all over, but I spent time in a small town where other kids would wait. Because if you kill a firefly while they're glowing, they stay glowing. So I know people who would like put a firefly in a jar, and as soon as they lit up, they'd like shake the jar to like knock them out or kill them. And then you could like smear their butts and it would like, the glow would like smear on their clothes or something. So I knew a lot of kids who would do that. And to me, it was horrifying, but.
That's actually Lord of the Fly shit. All the clues.
Yeah. That's what's in the glow stick at a rave. It's a bunch of firefly butts in there.
And come to think of it, the same kid used to pee his pants. He used to torture small animals, set things on fire.
I hope those fireflies are in the same part of heaven as those turkeys that get sent into.
I want to say that kid's name was Ron Wayne Chasey.
John. If someone killed me in a jar and then smeared my butt everywhere, no way.
I
want to
see
no
a
dignity.
Scene.
I don't know. That's how I want to go.
I want to see a scene. This is Aaron, Beth, and Will, and the three of you are your three Southern kids on a star filled night out in the countryside, and you're playing with fireflies.
I don't know, y'all. I feel like we got to upgrade to real fire.
I was going to say,
bugs.
We got to upgrade to a real bat. I'm sick of this wiffle bat. Why don't we just hit a big old fire with a bat, with a metal bat?
Well, because then you don't see it go on and off again. The big thing about the bugs, they go on, they go off, and they go on, and they go off, and they go on, and they go off.
Tommy, you're going to be an incredible scientist one day if you ever
That's
get
what
out
my mama
town.
Says. That's what my mama says. She says, Tommy, your brain it goes on and it goes off. It goes on, it goes off. It goes. Yeah.
You got a future as bright as these bugs' butts. I'll tell you that much. Me and Will aren't going anywhere.
Shoot, in this dead end, one horse with a dick in a cowwater town. Shucks,
hey guys,
forget
look,
it.
I caught one.
You caught one.
Yeah,
hold
firefly. I mean, lightning bug.
Let's try not to name it.
Okay. Okay.
Hold it real still. I'll get the bat.
Okay.
Just hold it up. I'm going to use the metal bat this time.
Well, can you see it against the dark, or should I put it in front of my face so you can see like the light?
Put it right in front of your face. I'm gonna swing my metal bat at it.
But okay. Tommy, if you make eye contact with it, you're going to connect to it. So be careful.
And we cut to later that night. Aaron, you were sleeping in bed having nightmares about what you and your friends did. And visiting you in your dreams is Firefly's own Nathan Fillion, played by JPC.
Aaron, wake up.
Oh, my God. If I were 48, I would find your sex appeal unmatched.
All right. 48, that's kind of cruel.
No, I mean, you're hot to any age, but I feel like specifically.
Okay, fine. I mean, yeah, but I correct me if I'm wrong, and you can tell me because I can't really see what I look like. Am I Firefly era Nathan Fillion? Because then 48 is kind of too old. Or am I... Oh, what's the one where
castle.
I'm like the
castle?
Thank you. I'm sorry. This is Alan Tudyk. He drove me.
He drove you.
He drove
you into my dream.
Hey, well, hold on a second. Let me count again. One dick, two dicks. Hey, I'm Alan Tudyk.
I'm sorry. That's stand-up comedian Alan Tudyk. That's Alan Tudyk. I'm Nathan Fillion.
I'm trying to tell you that you're castle Nathan Fillion. Hey, Nathan Fillion, do you remember Dr. Horrible?
Yeah, that was like 20 fucking years ago. I'm Castle Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well,
oh, to be
I can't
young.
Tell if this is a dream or a nightmare, so.
Do you have whiskey?
Do I?
Scene. I love somebody
Six
in your...
seasons in a movie.
I can't believe you had a dream about the rookies. Nathan
I love somebody visiting your dream and going, can I get a drink? You have
or,
any whiskey?
Or saying that another person gave them a ride to your dream.
Real quick, I want to get this in because this is a listener. His name is Scott, wrote into the show and said... he says some very nice things about the show, but specifically Scott says, I found you guys through a recommendation from the DM of the podcast Dungeons and Daddies, and I've been hoping for a crossover episode ever since. So since Scott was hoping for a crossover episode and ever since, and this email came like a month ago, so you didn't have to wait very long, Scott. I guess you got what you fucking wanted.
Instant gratification.
Scott sends in a game for us to play, and it's a game I think that we'll all be kind of on equal footing to play. So mm-hmm. we have a segment on this show where if one of us says something that is absolutely wild, another one will say, that's going to be a dead stop. So Scott has designed a game that replaces that dead stop with things that rhyme with those two words. So gotcha. An example is that Scott puts is, what's it going to be when you don't want to burn a rhyme in the samples but want to show the form, and that's going to be a Ted strop. Now, I know that that's a very confusing example.
Couldn't be more confusing.
But the rest of them get easier. I think you understand, though, that it's like dead, something that rhymes with dead, stop, something that rhymes with stop. Cool? Mm-hmm.
And these are all like full-on rhymes, no Emily Dickinson slant rhyme, like...
Scott put a bunch of these in here, and I think that they degrade in quality as you go on. Scott, in fact, did say... they become a stretch to be considered a riddle. The difficulty stays the same the entire way through. But,
I just want to give a quick shout out. Thank you to Freddie for someone finally having the guts to take Dickinson down a peg.
Yeah, right? About fucking time here.
She's had it too good for too long.
We get it. It's a hummingbird. God. Yeah.
So what's it going to be when you're looking for a business that just sells Nutella, peanut butter, and jams?
A spread shop?
It's a spread shop.
Nice.
Will has 1 point. Whoa. These points, I won't keep track of these points.
Will just wrote a rap album, so we got to be careful.
Yeah.
I take you to the spread shop.
Yeah. It's also an adult arcade is called a spread shop.
Oh, no.
You're burning the ones for later. What's it going to be when you finish your spaghetti, but there's still some sauce at the bottom of the plate?
Bread mop?
Not mop.
Bread sop.
It is a bread sop. Thank you.
Mop is, I guess, what you do to barbecue. Sop is what you do with bread.
Is spaghetti bread?
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on.
We'll
throw that one out. I don't want Adam to get the point. I'm in the lead. I'm going to scorch the earth. I'm winning this podcast. Move over.
I promise you, we will have you back on our other podcast to talk about is spaghetti bread, but we just do not have the time.
I will say, I can't remember if it was this podcast or another one, but I did make a huge, I fought valiantly for there should be more sandwiches that involve pasta, like putting tortellini in between two pieces of brioche or something. There should be pasta sandwiches. So bread.
Well, you can't
so spaghetti
make
bread.
A sandwich just with pasta, so it's not bread.
That's fair. That's fair.
Again, I would invite you all to come back on the other show, and we could really get into this. The next one is, what's it going to be when someone dies in Greek mythology and the camera cuts to three Greek fates?
Oedipus.
A dead mom? Hop.
It's not a dead hop. So this is, I think, like...
Can you read that one again?
What's it going to be when someone dies in Greek mythology and the camera cuts to the three Greek fates? When you die in Greek mythology, like, there's a metaphor for your life that kind of stretches out.
A thread.
Dead.
Thread chop. Drop?
Thread chop.
Thread chop.
It is a thread chop.
Yeah, if you see Hercules, the fates cut that little string. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
And James Woods is being a fucking piece of shit.
What's it going to be when King Louis the 16th goes post-potatoes, dies, during the French Revolution?
Head chop.
Head drop?
It is head. What's another word that rhymes
plop.
With that? Plop. Take off the pee?
Wop.
Yes, good. And you took off the correct P because you could have just said plow.
Beth had that right three different ways.
It is a head lop. Head plow. What's it going to be when everyone shows up to see Adel get married, but instead Aaron and Sean take the altar?
Better wedding?
Yeah, that one breaks the format, but that's correct.
A wed swap.
Wow, ooh. Will is killing these.
Whoa.
Let's see. What's it going to be when an innovative janitor invents a new way to clean the floors of the downhill corridors?
A sled mop.
Yes!
Oh! Whoa! Yes! Well done.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say suck it.
It's a sled mop.
We're friends.
We should. We should have to suck it. What's it going to... Okay.
Can I ask one?
Yeah. Yes.
Instead of what's it going to be, it's going to be, how's it going to be when you're sure I'm not there? Third eye blind? Okay, go back to the fucking riddles or whatever.
That's going to be a jumper. What's it going to be when you hire people to cover up a scandal and destroy records such as Watergate?
Fed?
It's not Fed. What are they doing? Okay. What are they actually doing to the records?
Shred?
Shred ops.
That's the new Call of Duty game, I think, was Call of Duty Shred
Ops. It's just you in an office. 2 hours till the feds come. Shit. These are
okay,
great.
This is, what's it going to be when Canada's linguistic differences matches their relational position to the United States?
Zed top.
Wow,
whoa.
You guys are killing these.
Which
Zed
is my
top, baby.
Is my favorite.
That's actually what they call ZZ Top in Canada.
I was going to say, my favorite.
Zed Top.
Honestly, when I read the answer Zed Top, I thought it was going to be a ZZ Top thing. What's it going to be when the terrible lunch person scoops servings of amorphous food-adjacent goo that the children are expected to eat?
Slop.
Red slop.
Glop. Feels like glop is one of them.
Slop.
It is slop.
Slop.
It's like this stuff
Fed.
Fills you with terror.
Dread.
Dread slop.
I said
it is dread slop.
That's going to be a dread slop.
This is the last one that Scott puts on. What's it going to be when a child who is incorrectly using a thesaurus to sound smarter teaches other children to play a game with squares they drew on the sidewalk.
Got it. Inbred.
That's a Fred Hop, because I would. It's a me. He's making fun of me. Fred Hop, right? Because it's a thesaurus, you know?
I don't know. Scott couldn't have known that you were going to be on the show for this, but they did say it was a crossover, so I will give it to you. He said Tread Hop, but I will give a Fred Hop.
Fred Hop.
Because you did say that you were when you were a child, you would cheat to sound smarter.
Yeah, yeah. Using a thesaurus and learning the English language. It's cheating.
Education is stupid, and you can quote me on that.
Stupid.
I just thought of one. What about when you? What's it going to be when you wear your outdated white shoes into a cornfield?
A ked.
Crop?
Yeah, ked crop.
Yeah, ked crop.
Nice.
Speaking of kids, Bob, let's go ahead and get into our plugs.
Thank you so much, Scott, for sending those in.
Those are great.
Let's start with Will Campos. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. I'll plug. We do a podcast called Dungeons and Daddies, and we do another one called Story Break. That's a lot of fun. It's a writer's room podcast where we have an hour to come up with a plot for a movie based on, like, you know, an IP or whatever. I'm bombing the pitch.
One of our most recent episodes, we just took Disney Channel original movie posters
and we had to come up with a movie for them.
Yeah. Without not
that's
knowing
so
what it is.
That's
and wild. Those posters are wild.
Yeah, they're very good. The last thing I'll plug is Frasier. Go watch Frasier. It's great. Good. It's best sitcom.
That's right. Denial's not just a brother on Frasier.
If I'd had 100 guesses for what you were going to plug, Will, it would not have been Frasier.
Beth, what do you want to plug, and what's your favorite 90s sitcom?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm also on this podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it, called Dungeons and Daddies. And
we have, yes.
That's great. you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram if you want, at Hey Beth May. That's Hey, like, saying hi, Beth, like my name, then May, like the month. And then 90s sitcoms. You know, I gotta go with Seinfeld. I know I'm, like, ultimately not really smart enough to have been influenced by it, but, like, you know, I mean, you know when you go on a date with somebody and they're like, oh, my favorite show growing up was Seinfeld, and you're like, really? And this is the result of that? Like, yeah, but it is my favorite, genuinely.
Outstanding.
That is so funny.
Freddie, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, so my appearance is brought to you by Herbalife, nutrition made with your goals in mind. Go to Herbalife.com, use my promo code FWong to get 15% off your first order. Make money, make a difference. I need you guys to sign up under my affiliate code. That's under my Twitter, under FWong.
Hey, hun, you heard of Mary Kay?
JPC, anything you want to mention?
No, you can follow me on Twitch, at SharkBarkman, and then all the other stuff that I do and stuff.
Aaron?
You can follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram, and my favorite 90s sitcom is maybe Will and Grace.
And I want to plug a little game called Fall Guys. Also, Princess Diaries 2 should be re-released in theaters and in the coming weeks. And also, the three of us, myself, JPC, and Aaron, we did a bonus episode of Dungeons and Daddies, which should be out around this time or sometime soon, I believe.
Yes, either today, yesterday, or tomorrow.
And holy shit, we had such a fun time. I don't know, should I say what the premise was? Is that going to...
Yeah.
Well, we did basically a D&D game inside the movie Con Air, and it was such a fucking blast.
But so you didn't know it was Con Air until a little bit.
Yeah, until maybe a little bit halfway through. So please check that out as well. And Aaron, I don't know, we've talked now about two different Nicolas Cage movies. He did one where he was an astronaut that got shelved. Because he did it under the name Nicholas Coppola. Do you know the name of that movie?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, if you liked that, then you're going to love this. On this week's Patreon, we talk about some scary stories, and we have some improv scenes about them. So, if you want to hear that, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. You can join the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.